What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. This week, we're celebrating Thanksgiving on the Avenue. Thanksgiving was a time of festive celebration in the neighborhood, featuring performances by some of the biggest names in American music. On this week's show, we'll be looking back at historic Thanksgiving concerts on the Avenue. First, we'll hear music from the saxophone master, Earl Bostic. On Thanksgiving night of 1953, Earl Bostic's big band played a special concert at the famous Avenue nightclub, the Sunset Terrace. Over the years, Earl Bostic featured many important Avenue musicians in his band, including the Naptown trumpet great Roger Jones. Roger studied music at Crispus Attucks and performed with many legendary band leaders, from Cab Calloway to Jimmy Cole. We'll hear three songs Roger Jones recorded with the Earl Bostic Band: The Man I Love, Let's Ball Tonight, and Artistry by Bostic. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at historic Thanksgiving concerts on the Avenue. The jazz legend Lionel Hampton made many appearances on the Avenue during his career, and in 1952, he played a Thanksgiving night concert at the Avenue's Sunset Terrace Ballroom. Lionel Hampton featured many Avenue players in his band through the years, and we'll hear a few examples tonight. In 1948, Hampton heard Wes Montgomery playing guitar on the Avenue. He hired Wes on the spot. Wes toured with Hampton for 2 years and recorded several sessions with his band. This is Wes Montgomery with the Lionel Hampton Band performing Hamp's Gumbo and Drinking Wine Spodioti.
Hoy, hoy, it's the house of joy. You better come on in and dig, my boy. I say a ham's a wig, you ought to dig. Just in case you didn't know, here's Lionel Hampton's gumbo.
And that's for sure. One, two.
I want Washington apples, Philadelphia scrapple, wild about the sauce and baked beans. That's a dish no, you cats ain't never seen.
Down in Petersburg, everything's fine. All them cats is drinking that wine. Drinking that mess is their delight. When it gets rough, start singing all night. Drink wine, sporty, oldie, drink wine. Drink wine, sporty, oldie, drink wine. Drink wine, sporty, oldie, drink wine.
That was the Lionel Hampton Band featuring Wes Montgomery on guitar. Just a few years later, Wes Montgomery's brother Monk would also join Hampton's band. Monk Montgomery made history with Lionel Hampton, becoming one of the first musicians to perform and record on the electric bass. Let's hear an example. From 1953, this is Lionel Hampton with More Crazy, featuring Monk Montgomery on electric bass. That was Lionel Hampton with More Crazy, featuring Monk Montgomery on electric bass. The Great Avenue sax player David Young also performed with Hampton's big band. Up next, we'll hear a 1968 recording featuring David performing live with Hampton at the Newport Jazz Festival. This is Flying Home, featuring David Young on sax. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This week, we're celebrating Thanksgiving on the Avenue. Thanksgiving was a time of festive celebration in the neighborhood, featuring performances by some of the biggest names in American music, including the great vocalist Dinah Washington. Dinah played a Thanksgiving night concert on the Avenue in 1950 at the Sunset Terrace Club. We'll listen to three classic tracks from Dinah now. I'll Close My Eyes, This Bitter Earth, and Love Is Here to Stay.
I'll close my eyes. To everyone but you, and when I do, I'll see you standing there. This bitter earth, well, what the fruit it bears, what good is love that no one shares. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at historic Thanksgiving concerts on the Avenue. We just heard three tracks from Dinah Washington. She gave a Thanksgiving concert at the Avenue Sunset Terrace nightclub in 1950. On Thanksgiving night of 1948, the famous R&B vocal ensemble, The Ravens, performed at the Sunset Terrace. This is The Ravens with Deep Purple.
Sleepy garden walls, and the stars began to flicker in the sky.
The Sunset Terrace nightclub hosted many memorable Thanksgiving celebrations on the Avenue, including a 1951 concert by Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers. We'll hear two songs from the Honey Drippers next, Brand New Deal and Mobile, followed by Going Back to New Orleans.
Coming home, Mobile, now you know how I feel. I want a brand new deal in Mobile. Gonna settle down and just roam around. Let my blue heart heal. Gonna eat mustard greens and mulberry jam. Put on some Avenue poise with ham. In my hometown, Mobile. Going back home, Tinane, to the land of the beautiful queen. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Wanna see Nan Nan, my pa Ran, Kuzan, and my ma and pa. Gonna pat my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South American way. I've been to Europe, Mexico, it's okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my thrill below the Mason-Dixon line.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been looking back at some of the historic Thanksgiving concerts that happened on the Avenue. Let's end this Thanksgiving celebration with a song from my band, The Words of Wisdom and Truth Review. In 1972, we performed at a special Thanksgiving concert for the inmates of the Indiana Women's Prison. The concert was a hit, and we were invited back for another performance. Let's listen to our debut single, Do You Understand Me Now, released by Lamp Records in 1973.
Sit down, like to have a talk.
Thanks for joining us for this Thanksgiving edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.